I'll begin to journalize them, to write them, to get them out of you. And it's almost like I kind of use an analogy of this to a surgery process. In the sixth step, we now begin to experience the surgery. We begin to experience the opening up. We now begin to experience the pain of the surgery. And what's so powerful is that so many of us have blocked so many things in our life. And as we now start to release them and let go of them, as we now begin to look at them, we begin to realize that these are part of me. These are my feelings. See, try to understand something which is really important, because so many of us, when we do this process, become extremely scared, and also we become guilty. And it's almost like, I don't really want to blame anybody. Remember, it's not blaming. As a child growing up, try to understand a couple of basic things. As a child growing up, you experience what we call perceptions. Now, the word perception is extremely important. Each and every one of us has a perception of our mom, a perception of our dad, our perception of situations, a perception of our environment, a perception of the way in which we were raised, a perception of the people around us, a perception of our peers. These are perceptions. Does that mean they are true? It's not important. Whatever my perceptions are mine. When I look at life, I look at it through my perceptions. For example, as a counselor, if I was doing therapy with two or three members of a family, let's say I have three different brothers and sisters. As I begin to talk to each one of them individually, and I have them describe their families, guess what? If there are three of them, they will describe three totally different families to me, because each of them will perceive the family in a different way. If you have three children, each of your children will view you, view your environment, and view the situation around you differently, because each of them is a unique individual and each has their own perception. You have your perceptions of your family. You have your perceptions of situations inside of you. What's so scary about it is that they are your perceptions and you must heal your perceptions. For example, we can have a child that feels like he's been molested. We can have a child who has experienced the concept of incest. Now, that child may go to its mother and say and talk to its mother about the issue of the father molesting it as an adult now. And the mother may say, no, it never happened, because the mother does not want to see that it happened. I might go to my brothers and sisters. They may tell me that I'm crazy too. But in reality, I'm not crazy, because inside of me, somehow in some way, I feel violated and I feel molested. And so therefore, that's something inside of me that I have to heal. I have to release. It's mine. And that's why it's so important in the grief loss separation process that I give myself permission to address these issues. Remember, please, it's not important whether they happened or not. What's important is that you heal them, that you face them, that you let go of them. In the process of recovery, what happens is we now give ourselves permission in the sixth step to begin this letter writing, this journalizing, this releasing, and this letting go. It's a painful process and a slow process. As you do it, if you have a hard time doing it, you may need to get together with other people and share with them and have them help you in writing the letters. Have them help you in letting things go. See, sometimes we need to have people around us to give us permission to actually say to us that it's okay. And if we begin to experience that type of permission, then all of a sudden it starts to flow. Always realizing something as you do this process, because the sixth and seventh step are two steps that you will do for the rest of your life. You will only open up inside of you what you are ready to open. Please try to understand that. The higher power will work with you. The program will work with you. And whatever you're ready to open up, you will open up.